Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The surge of mobs becoming more and more brazen is leading toward a very ugly outcome. Not what most want to hear, not what most want to happen, but it's getting out of control. And if it's not brought under control very soon, we may witness a regretful tragedy that will be too late to prevent. Case in point, a married couple, Mark McCloskey and his wife Patricia, were having dinner when they heard a commotion going on outside of their Renaissance Palazzo-style home in a well-to-do St. Louis neighborhood. A mob was trespassing through their private street, and the couple witnessed a large group of people forcefully breaking their iron gate that was marked with no trespassing and private street signs. When they appeared, the mob threatened the couple's lives. The mob even threatened the couple's dog. The couple, that had been practicing attorneys for more than 30 years and have represented individuals in pursuit of protection of their civil rights, retrieved their legally purchased firearms. He held a long gun, she held a handgun. The police were called. When they finally arrived, they wound up labeling the incident a case of trespassing and assault by intimidation. No other police reports were filed that night. The call to defund police departments and replace them with social workers and the like is not addressing this terrorist mob mentality. This is no longer about a man who was unjustly murdered on the streets of Minneapolis. This is no longer about anyone who has had an unpleasant experience with a law enforcement officer. This is no longer about the vague concept of social justice. The intimidation is about executing a fundamental change in the American way of life, especially the capitalist economic system that's the envy of the entire world. Well, how do we know that? For over 100 years, people have been flocking to the shores of this country. Yes, some people have left this country, but the overwhelming numbers of people coming to this country outweighs the few who have left. But the mobs are representing an anarchist socialist mentality. They are jealous of those who have more than they do. They want to redistribute income. The Black Lives Matter movement supports left-wing socialism. So why do fairly well-off whites support this movement? They've been cowed into support. They've been told that they should feel guilty, and so they do. Many wealthy Black Americans don't even support this movement because they know it's not about race at all. It's about a restructuring of the American economy and the American way of life. But there is a point that should be of concern to all Americans, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, sex, or any other self-defining characteristic. If one of these mobs approaches a home or business just as they did with the McCloskeys, and they are armed, and the homeowners or business owners are armed, we may be witness to an all-out shootout. That means it might become a profound moment of consequential change. Think it might not happen? During the 1965 Watts riots in Los Angeles, there were Korean business owners on the top of their businesses with semi-automatic weapons, primed to defend their businesses. Yes, they were there to defend their property, just like the McCloskeys were forced to do in St. Louis. If a confrontation occurs that does claim the lives of many people on both sides, we might reflect on what got us to this point. But at that point, it will be too late. These deaths will only add to what is happening every weekend, weekend after weekend, in Chicago. Law-abiding Americans must support law enforcement agencies and those who want to put an end to this lawlessness. It's time for people of goodwill to draw a line in the sand and to say, enough is enough, and to back it up with the resolve to stop this insanity before it's too late. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.